This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, help us not to forget that you have come down to us so that we might heed your call to come up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If the story had taken place in the 21st century, I think there'd be a few more verses we would need to add. Mary would have packed her perfume and other liquids in her suitcase. She would have reached the airport and the TSA would have confiscated it all. The full body scan would have taken care of a lot, if not all, of the gifts that the kings chose to bring of the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There would have been so much that they would have had to leave behind. But you know, when I think about it, they really did. Joseph left behind his job, his career, his tools, probably his reputation as well. Mary left behind everything. The shepherds who came in haste certainly didn't bring the sheep with them, although most of our manger scenes depict the sheep being there. But you don't go anywhere in haste with a herd of sheep behind you. And on it would go. But perhaps it's the same for us. I was talking earlier in Advent with a priest friend of mine, and we were talking about this whole craziness we've been going through in our country with the TSA and the full body scans and all of the extra security measures that we have to go through at airports in this day and age. And so we decided, instead of the TSA, we were going to start the ESA, the Episcopal Security Authority, and we were going to station people at all the entrances to our church, and whenever any of us came into the church, we would be scanning you and collecting from you anything that would be a possible source that would threaten the safety of us reaching our destination in safety. Now, we started as sort of a crazy Saturday Night Live kind of joke, but as we thought about it, maybe that's exactly what we need to do. Not that we're going to do that physically, but that perhaps that's what we need to do interiorly, each and every one of us. To leave behind all that which would threaten us reaching our ultimate destination in safety. Now, all of us are here tonight because in some way, whether it is because of our belief firmly, whether it is because of our curiosity, or whether it is just because of something within us that tells us that we think there might be something to this Christmas story and to this person of Jesus that we just might possibly believe. Now, if that's the case, there's a lot of things that we need to leave at the door for that to happen. And my question to us all tonight is, who is this Jesus for you? And to sort of put in your own mind and heart what the answer to that question is, we give an answer to that question by what we choose to do when we leave here tonight. Now, those things that we need to leave at the door, whether they be bitterness, whether they be depression, whether they be a unwillingness to forgive in whatever way we need to do that, whether it is an unconscionable disregard for compassion and love in our lives, whatever it is, you had to leave it at the door. And when you leave here tonight, it's not like the airlines who throw it away, never to be seen again. You have the option tonight, when you leave here and get back in your cars, to pick it up again. And the question and the answer for us becomes what we decide to leave behind and the way we choose to go from here and live then answers the question as to who this Jesus is for me and for you. We answer the question for ourselves by the way we choose to live. You know, it was a question 2,000 years ago. There was somebody 2,000 years ago who was known as Savior, who was known as God, who was known as the one who brought peace to the people. And guess what? It wasn't Jesus. It was Caesar Augustus, who was the one who called for this census that called for everyone, including Joseph and Mary, to go to their own town to be registered. He had defeated the armies of Antony and Cleopatra, and he became known as the Savior of the Roman people, having ended the civil war. They called him God. The Pax Romana was attributed to him, and so he was known as the Prince of Peace. Now, all of this would have been known to all the gospel writers, and so when they write these stories, they're making this comparison that they don't want us to miss. So, do you want to choose the Caesar and the Augustus, the powerful ways of the world, as your Savior, as your God, and as the one who brings peace? Or do you want to choose this little baby as your Savior and as your God and as the one who brings peace? We answer that question by what we do when we leave this church. I don't know if you're here for the first time tonight. I don't know if you're hearing the story for the umpteenth time. I have a feeling that most of it is for the umpteenth time, because you wouldn't be here at this ungodly hour otherwise. There's something that we need to take afresh. There is, in some way, in all of our lives, things that we need to leave behind so that Christ can enter therein. One of my favorite theologians, Archie Bunker, has taught me a lot by what Archie doesn't get here and here. There's this great scene from one of Archie Bunker's episodes where Edith gets called to go to her 30th reunion of her high school class. What happens is Archie doesn't want to go. Edith insists that he goes, so he goes. Doesn't like it at all. And they're all excited because there is this one particular man, this individual, who was the class hero. He was the beautiful guy that all the girls wanted to date. He was the athletic star. He was the academic star. And there is all this anticipation that builds as they are waiting for this person who they remember from 30 years ago to come to the reunion. And when he does show up, they are quite surprised. I'd like to show you this clip, and unfortunately the audio and the video are a little off, so I'll give you that as a sort of, you're not going nuts. It is a little off, but you will get the message from this clip.
Yeah. Hiya, nice to see you. How about that? My best buddy at school, and he didn't even know me.
Well, what do you care? There's plenty of these. Oh, now, wait a minute. You don't know me. My name is Archie Bunker. See, I ain't one of the reunions here.
How's the party going?
Ah, it's a lot of nothing. They were all waiting for the big class hero, Buck Evans.
That's funny, huh?
Why funny?
I'm Buck Evans.
You're who?
Buck Evans.
Your golden hair running flying on a track, Buck Evans?
That's right.
What the hell happened?
I married a gourmet cook.
Looks like she's in there with you. Listen, I know someone's waiting here all night to meet you again.
Yeah, who?
My wife. She used to be Edith Baines.
Edith Baines?
That's right. I'm going to get her and bring her over. You stay right here, see? Don't let nobody move you. Edith, there's somebody over here that you're going to be very happy to see. Step this way. I'll bet you never recognize
him. Buck Evans.
Edith Baines.
Oh, Buck.
How'd you recognize me?
I know you anywhere. Your eyes are just the same. I can still see right inside you. See, Archie, ain't he beautiful?
Nice to meet your acquaintanceship there. Can I just take my wife over here for a minute? Yeah, we see you, huh? I will never be able to figure you out. You and me, we look at the same guy. You see a beautiful face. I see a blimp.
Yeah, ain't that too bad? But then you're beautiful, too.
So if it's 20 years since you heard this story, 30 years... 40 years, what do you see? Who is this Jesus for you? You determine it by what happens when we leave those doors. We heard in the reading from Isaiah, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We heard from the angels, A Savior has been born. We heard throughout Advent from John the Baptist, He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Even in His ministry, the demons and the devils said, You're Son of the Most High God. Even Judas, after the fact, says, I've betrayed innocent blood. Pilate himself called him a just man. The Roman centurion said, Surely this man was the Son of God. Even doubting Thomas said, My Lord and my God. How do we answer that question? One of my favorite Christmas stories is Charlie Brown goes to his piggy bank and breaks it open, and he counts all of the little coins that come out, and he counts up and he says, $9.13. And Lucy says, What are you going to do with $9.13? You can't possibly buy Christmas presents for everybody with that. Charlie Brown says, I'm sure going to try. And she says, Well, they're going to be pretty cheap presents you're going to be able to buy with just $9.13. Charlie Brown responds, Nothing's cheap if it costs you all that you have. No matter where you are in your life tonight, no matter how little you feel you have to give, we give our all when we leave those doors. And we give the answer to the question, who is this baby? Our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen.